Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk, our second show of September, the new season of Thank Goodness It's Folk. And I'm delighted to say that I am joined in the studio, live and in person, by Sam Hindley today. We're recording together, which is our preference, and it's very nice to be in the same room making the show for you. We've got 2 hours of fabulous folk music for you, some classic tracks, a child ballad sung by the great Eddie Reader. We have new releases, including two I'm very excited about, one from Hamish Napier and another which is a collaboration between the great songwriters Rob Johnson and Roger Watson. This is a great new record called Six of One, Half a Dozen of the Other, and we'll be featuring a couple of tracks from that. Plenty of new material for you, plenty of classics, and all in all, a great show for you. The whole show is always available after it goes out on Sheffield Live Radio as a podcast on Mixcloud, but we hope that some of you are joining us on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, the place for acoustic and all kinds of music from all around the world, and Sheffield's great community radio station. And we thank them, as ever, for their support of our program. Looking forward to your company for 2 hours. Let us know if you're listening on our Facebook page, which is also called Thank Goodness It's Folk, and enjoy the show.
Come rock and roll me over. me over, honey, one more day. Hold me one more day, honey, one more day. Come rock and roll me over, honey, one more day.
The new lineup of the Albion Band. I say new, it's funny how time flies, because that album, The Vice of the People, came out in 2012, so it's 15 years old this year. It marked a major generational shift for the group, and Ashley Hutchings passed leadership on to his son, Blair Dunlop, who was joined on that record by Katrina Gilmore, Gavin Davenport, Tom Wright, Tim Yates, and Benjamin Trott on guitar. And it was recorded in Sheffield, and that was, of course, One More Day, welcoming you to a new program here of Thank Goodness It's Folk. Good morning, Sam Hindley.
Morning, James. It's great to be broadcasting in the same room again. It's a long time since we've had a chance to do this.
It is indeed, and thank you again to our listeners for letting us have the summer off. I realise you didn't let us. It's our decision. But you were patient with us, and
yes.
You were also extremely effusive in your welcomes to us back last week. We are so grateful when you let us know that you listen to the program, and we're so grateful when you tell us what you enjoy about it, and so much good feedback about last week's program. Sam, you've got some new releases and some classics today, and you're going to start with a brand new song from a very well-known artist indeed.
Yes, a brand new song, the title track of the new album from Eliza Carthy. This album focuses on Eliza's songwriting, and from it, this is the title track of the album. It's an album with her band, The Restitution, and from it, this is the title track of the album. From it is. On
The blood is too much for the blade. Fire's no good with fire when there is peace to be made. And I love the music from both, from both, from both sides of the guilt. And I know a song about you sleeping with your friends. Girl, who's been hogging the quilt, the quilt.
See through my disguise. I'm not home, but I can still pretend. If I went and left you crying, I might have to circle back this way again. I'm one of those. Guess I have too much time on my hands. I'm one of those. I could not find a place that I could land. I hope you don't. one of those. I'm one of those.
That's the brand new release from Billy Strings. He is an incredible artist, isn't he? He was born in 1992. His name at birth was William Lee Apostle, but he's known best as Billy Strings. And Sam, he's won Best Bluegrass Album at the Grammys three times, 2021, 2025 and 2026. And he'd be hard-pressed not to win in 2027 with his new album. He's just an extraordinary all-round performer, great singer, great guitarist. That track's called I'm One of Those, and the new album is called So Much for Goodbyes. Sam?
We have a lovely concert coming up next week as part of Netheredge Festival at St Andrew's Church, and it's a farewell for now to the great vocal harmony trio Coverake. It'll be a great night. Please come and support it, and say farewell for now to them. Let's have something now from their album last year. This is Coverake.
It's a damn tough life, full of toil and strife, we will a man undergo. And we won't give a damn when the day is done, how hard the winds did blow. For we're homeward bound on the Arctic round, on the good ship taut and free. And we won't give a damn when we drink their rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with a northerly gale through the ice, the wind and the rain. Them coconut fronds from the tropical lands we soon shall see again. For it's 12 hellish months we've sailed the main on the great Kamchatka Sea. Oh, but now we're bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with a northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our sun's all bloom is carried away, what care we for that sound? A living gale is after us, thank God we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids from the tropical glades is awaiting a return. Only now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see. Our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic round, rolling down to old Maui.
great sound of Culver Ake, and of course that was Rolling Down to Old Maui. Don't miss them on their final gig for now. The future is uncertain, but one thing is certain, there'll be a lot of demand for Culver Ake to reunite when the time comes, when it's right for them. But for now, don't miss their farewell concert. It's in Sheffield on the 17th of September, as Sam was saying, and you can get tickets through Live at Sam. Well, I'm very grateful as ever to our friend Rob Johnson. He's a prolific singer-songwriter and a prolific releaser of albums. And the 135th album on Irregular Records is a duo record with his old friend and companion Roger Watson, the great melodeon player. And together they're releasing an album in October called Six of One and Half a Dozen of the Other, which is exactly what it sounds like. Six songs from Rob Johnson and six tunes and songs contributed by Roger Watson. Those of you who will know Roger will know that in 2010 he suffered from a serious stroke while he was awaiting heart surgery, and he was unable to perform. And at the time, Roger decided he would never perform again. And I was talking to him about a couple of years ago, Sam. It was very sad. He sold all of his melodeons, and he decided, I suppose you could see it as not sad as well, he decided that that wasn't for him anymore, that he would have to find a new thing in his life other than playing melodeon. He was so convinced that the stroke had left him unable to play. Well, imagine the delight of the folk scene a few years ago when Roger, through a series of sessions, in particular an online session, which I think was being hosted by Mel Biggs, Roger was persuaded to try the melodeon again and discovered to his great delight that he could still play. And he's got better and better in his new guise. Roger is not young, and it's an incredible thing. I don't think he would mind me saying that. It's an incredible thing to have seen the rebirth of Roger Watson as a player, and many of you will have seen him out again on the festival circuit. So it's delightful that he's made this record with Rob Johnson. I'm going to play you two tracks on today's program, the opener and the closer of the album. The opening track is the first track that Rob Johnson and Roger collaborated on when they first started working together in 1989, and it's a beautiful song, and it is called Evergreen. Roger Watson and Rob Johnson.
Stray swan on a stagnant pond, smaller than its wingspan, grey neck like a question mark. The past can't last forever. A day trip in the family Nissan, cash cow made in Sunderland, posting lots of selfie shots, all platforms owned by Meta. All that's left of the little people in the days of the big machine, all that's left is this model village as it never was. Evergreen. Skirts and shorts below the knee, the shaking hands, good losers. And is there honey still for tea, for golf club members only? Here when a train runs off the rails, there is a kind and gentleman, pipe in mouth, who never fails pick it up and make it better again. He's all that's left of the little people in the days of the big machines. All that's left is this model village as it never was. Evergreen. Scouts and guides in separate fields, the Bentley at the races, the cardboard cutout working class, all happy in their places. And though the fair grinds round and round, the even load's exhausted. The last laugh is at a cenotaph. All that's left of England, all that's left of the little people in the days of the big machine. All that's left is this model village as it never was evergreen. Easy though for me to say, where's 26, where's Jarrow? What would I leave to be betrayed by those who lead tomorrow? And those who would turn back the clock, nostalgia for a pleasant land that never was for most of us. I'll share the song and Abervan. All that's left of the little people in the days of the big machine. All that's left is this model village as it never was. As it never was. As it never was.
Well, if you were paying attention the way Sam Hindley pays attention, you may have noticed something. Sam, what did you notice while you were listening?
I noticed that song, you'd say that song came out in 1989. I noticed that they must have changed the words along the way. Because selfie shots didn't exist in 1989.
You cannot get one past Sam Hindley, ladies and gentlemen. And actually, in the notes of the songs, it does say that Roger and Rob have folk processed that song, as they said, as the years have gone on.
Absolutely.
A lovely song indeed. It's called Evergreen, and it is the opening track from the release, which is coming out in October, a collaboration between old friends and comrades Rob Johnson and Roger Watson, and we'll be playing another track from that later on in the program. Sam?
Looking forward to it. I went to a gig last weekend. As I said, I was going to a Scotland introducing gig with Iona Fife and a band called Bird Vox. They are Jenny Sturgeon, Sarah Hayes, and Inga Thompson, they're a fantastic band. All their songs focus on nature and birds, as the name of the band might suggest. And from their album, their new album, this is called We Are.
We're falling further than before. We're eager, striving to be more. We're searching frantic for the light. We're tending, trying to make it right. We're seeking, wanting to be good. We're spending all this precious time. Spark.
Magnificent new music indeed. That comes from Hamish Napier, and it is the fourth album he's made in a five-album series inspired by his homeland of the Badenoch and Strathspey areas of the Scottish Highlands. So he's made four... This is the fourth album, Sam, and it came out last week. The first three are called The River, The Railway and The Woods, and number four is the most ambitious so far and is called The Hill. And he says it's taken him longer to put this one together than all the other three put together. This album explores the hills and glens of his homeland, and that is a big topic because he looks deep into the topography and the geography of the area, but also the language and all of the hundreds of different terms. He found 70 recurring Gaelic words for different kinds of hills, and at least another 100 words used locally. And what he came up with was 20 different categories of types of hill in his area, and he wrote tunes inspired by all of them. He's got some stunning musicians on the album, and I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from it today, but we started with a track called Arctic, and on it you also heard a wonderful string quartet led on that track by Patsy Reed, and the quartet are called the Hill String Quartet, and you heard Hamish Napier on flute. So that was Arctic, and I'll play you another very, very impressive piece from that later on in the program. The album came out last week, and it is called The Hill, and it came out on his own label, I think, called Strathspey Records. If it's not his own, then you can find it very easily by looking up Hamish Napier. Sam.
Well, we didn't discuss where I was going to go, but let's have a look at a couple of things that are going on at Durham Folk Festival, which is taking place in a couple of weeks' time. They've got loads of great artists on there: Sharon Shannon, the Wilsons, Sam Carter. But let's hear now from another local singer who'll be joining us on the weekend, Jeslo.
Young, me father said to me, he said to me, he said, never take advice when it comes for free, 'cause you can have all the riches of the golden kind, but without the riches of your peace of mind, you won't make old bones, you won't make old bones, you won't make old bones, you'll see. And as the old man sits and curse time slipping sand, I sit and curse the time upon my hands. And the north wind blows like a song of the sea, the song that it carries comes plain to me and says, you won't make old bones, you won't make to get up when they turn you down. Oh, but everybody gives the same advice, to set go, sign up for the soldiers and life for you. Soldier out of you, but before I put me name on the drums and your drums are not for the likes of me, the likes of me. Though me future, it might look bleaker than bleak can be. Cause you talk of many, oh, and much to few, when all that I wanted was a job to do. They said, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You'll see. So you people in power and position, I tell you beware, I tell you beware of your facts and your figures to tell you what, when and where. Cause your facts and your figures are the likes of me, and don't try and tell me how me life should be, or you won't make old bones. 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 You'll see.
Lovely choice there, Sam. It's one of Jez's great songs, isn't it? Among hundreds of great songs by Jez Lowe. Sam, I spent the weekend with Nancy down at an incredibly enriching and lovely singing festival called Singfest, which was started by the great singer Anna Tabish, and is also helped out by Dom of Ben and Dom fame. Ben and Dom have an EP called Earth Stood Hard as Iron. They've made many recordings over the years, but it was the first time I got to meet and sing with Dom, and also, really, although I've seen Anna Tabush a lot over the years, I've never really got to spend any singing time with her, so it was absolutely lovely. And as we make the program on Wednesday, although it's going out on Friday, it happens to be Anna's birthday today, so I thought I'd play you a track that she wrote, and it's led by Anna, but it is from Ben and Dom's album, so you'll hear Anna and Ben and Dom on this beautiful song by Anna Tabush, and it's called Winter Song, and Anna's festival is called Singfest, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. It happens in a forestry recreation centre south of Guildford, and it is a beautiful location, and the weekend is just full of a cappella singing, harmony singing. There was an ice cream van, there was yoga, there was a samba drumming workshop, everything in between, and a wonderful barbecue as well. So if you're into community singing and you like singing with friends and making new friends, I can't recommend it highly enough. It is called Singfest, and you'll find it. And in the meantime, here are Anna Tabish with Ben and Dom singing Anna's lovely winter song.
When all life has left the ground, when ice like diamond sparkles around, when Jack Frost creeps under your skin,
fill in the
touch a hand, for that is the gift of man. Light the love to guide you Lizzie, she sits at her father's barred door, weeping and making moan. And by there comes her father dear. What ails you, Lizzie, one? I ail and I ail, dear father, she says. I'll tell you the reason for why. There is a child between my two sides, between my Billy and I. Lizzie one sits at her father's bower door, weeping and making moan. And by there comes her brother dear. What ails you, Lizzie one? I ail and I ail, dear brother, she says. I'll tell you the reason for why. There is a child between my two sides, between you, Billy, and I. And hast thou told mother and father of this? And hast thou told so of me? And he has taken out his good broadsword, which hangs down by his knee. And he has cutted off Lizzie one's head, and her fair body in three. And he's away to his mother's bar door, and fair aghast was he. What ails thee, what ails thee, Geordie one? What ails thee so fast to run? For I see by thy ill colour some foul deed thou hast done. Some foul deed I have done, mother. I'll pray you to pardon me, for I have cutted off my greyhound's head. He wouldn't run for me. Thy greyhound's blood was never so red. Oh, my son, Geordie one, for I see by thy ill colour some foul deed thou hast done. Some foul deed I have done, mother. I'll pray you to pardon me, for I have cutted off Lizzie one's hand, and her fair body in three. And what will you do when your father comes home? on Geordie One. I'll put my foot in a bottomless boat and sink to the sea ground. And when will you come back again? Oh, my son Geordie One, when the sun and the moon dance on yonder green, that's the night I will return.
That was Dave Berlin there from his 1972 self-titled album. That was Lizzie One, and I want to thank Nikki Campbell for coming over last week and bringing me that album for me to have. So that's a very kind of thank you, Nikki. And that was Dave Berlin from one of his trailer Celtic music albums. And yes,
indeed, Dave Sam. Berlin. Well, you're very lucky to have it. I think I've got that one too. And Nikki, you've given Sam a lovely gift there. Those Berlin albums are just superb. We're nearly at the end of the first half. We've got much more music for you after a very short break, but we'll go out with a wonderful album which was released by the magnificent Treacherous Orchestra about 11 years ago. The album is called Grind, and from it, this is Numbers. Don't go away. We'll be back with more straight after this.